You're listening to SBS News.
Adelaide Hills cheesemaker Kim Masters from Section 28, Artisan Cheeses, has only been in the business for 5 years. But he says it's long enough for customers to develop an attachment to the brand and the name of the cheeses they produce.
So this is a raw milk Fontina.
And it's names like Fontina that he may soon be banned from using.
I think the loss of business will really depend on the support given to the industry more generally in terms of educating the public around the change of name, because if there is an expectation the public's just going to overnight switch to a new naming convention, I think that's unrealistic.
The European Union has released a list of 172 food names and 236 alcohol names they want protected. They include common household names such as feta and gorgonzola cheeses, Kalamata olives and Scotch whisky. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the EU considers the demands for name protection non-negotiable.
It's not something that we consider usually in other trade negotiations, but the EU insists upon it in all of their trade negotiations. And so we have to be realistic that if we want better access to a market of more than 500 million people, then we've got to work around some of their demands as we pursue our own demands.
The federal government is currently consulting with industry about the changes. Some cheesemakers, like Chris Lloyd from Woodside Cheese Rights, say they need an industry-wide coordinated response to find new names.
Perhaps we could be at the front foot of this before we're actually told that we can't use a name, and perhaps we could think about different names that we could use to replace those names, which are obviously very, very common and, you know, worldwide people associate with them. And, you know, it's a really tricky conversation because obviously we don't want to lose business.
There are concerns the naming rules won't just affect customers in Australia, but also those in key export markets such as Asia. Minister Birmingham says it's too soon to talk about government support to help producers adapt.
We don't know whether we will successfully do a deal with the EU, and if we do a deal, whether that will include protection of any terms that are sensitive to Australian agriculture. So we'll cross that bridge if and when we come to it, but certainly I'm mindful that when the wine industry did their agreement, there was some support given.
Most in the industry remain hopeful the trade deal will open new markets and won't leave a bitter taste in consumers' mouths. Gianni Blacali, SBS News.